Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangade. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
I forgot the guys watch football. Tony doesn't watch it anymore, and I never watched it. I just never was a fan of football. My little brother got hurt. He broke his collarbone as a kid. So that kind of took, am I saying the right thing, collarbone? That's collarbone there? Yeah, he broke his collarbone. So that kind of turned me off from football. So I was like, I don't want to see people kill themselves. So I think I'll pass on that. Now, Muhammad Ali is boxing. I know. That's even worse. But, you know, it was Muhammad Ali. What can I say? I had to watch boxing. So I chose boxing over football. Anyway, for those who are joining us, we are live on social media on Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show, and our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And wherever you're watching from, feel free to post in the comments where you're watching from. We're in Chicago. We're in Arizona. We're in Florida. And we're anywhere warm other than where... Wherever you are.
Well,
please bring some sun with you. Thank you so much for joining us here. Okay, yeah, just load it up on the plane. You know, you can take a lot of things on the plane. If you can get some sun on there, please take it and bring it back. We appreciate that. So for those who don't know our guest this morning, we're also talking to the listeners for the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio audience. So if you would be so kind to tell the listening and viewing audience who you are, a little bit about yourself, and how you came to be a part of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Take it away, Dee.
All right. My name is Dee Daniels, and oh, my gosh, I have background is radio and technology. Most recently, I have a few startups, but all of them are kind of media related. Pixoly, which is my social media platform, pixoly.com. I recently launched the Women's Podcasting Network platform, and it's Women's Podcasting. And then how I got involved with the Higher Money Network is through my friendship with Zelda and Shalom with all these years. And I remember we were trying to start this, and it was going to be at a location. And then COVID hit, so we had to kind of switch up and came up with the idea based on technology to do this online. And so we've been going ever since, and I think it's one of the best ideas because it's really, really great for the kids.
Absolutely. And I saw Gene's hand go up.
Yes. So it's just us three for the day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
You, me, and Gene.
This is a funny road that led us to where we are today, because when we first started out, we knew nothing of each other, but the roads we traveled seem to have led us from the beginning to here, because we all met at this one particular radio station.
JPC, baby.
Yeah.
JPC.
We actually came together at JPC and
John H. Johnson Publishing Company.
Yes, ma'am. And formed the Unity with both the AM and the FM side of that radio station. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I live in this part of the spectrum here. And when I go past that area we were located, that antenna tower is still there.
No, is it really? It's still there? Wow.
It's still there.
Wow.
So again, we all met, I think, late 80s at WJPC.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there for X amount of time until the station was sold, and we branched out. So, you know, we went different locations. I went over to GCI and stayed for years.
Sure did.
And then Zelda came over. And then D went in a different direction. I lost connection with her for the longest time.
D went into news. He went into news.
I went back to news, yeah, because I started in news, so I went back into print news, working for the Tribune and a couple other suburban publications.
See, that road took you a different direction, and it brought us right back, you know,
right back together.
In different directions.
As the late, great Donny Hathaway would say, we are back together again. Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack, back together again.
Yes,
all right.
Funny, the roads we take, the roads we took that, you know, most people that was in our field, in our industry, thought that was the end.
Yeah.
Moving. And Unity brought us right back together from point A to point B, from 80s up into the millennium. Here we are again. With all the radio stations I've been at through that little walk.
Yeah.
Right back to the beginning where I met you two at. So now I got my own studio, man, and I'm sitting in it. So it's
you're in the studio.
Studio. Give us a tour.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see if I can turn this around.
Oh, wow.
And you can see the little flashing light there, rodradio.com.
Yeah, baby.
And then you can see the format, that's the software I'm using right there.
Okay.
And this is to follow the people that are listening right there.
Wow.
That shows you the songs that I'm playing, because it has a time stamp, and then it has the artwork there of every artist that plays. So that pops up on the app. The app is done. So I do have...
Congratulations!
Yay!
RidingRadio.com.
Yes. You can see all the pictures of the different radio stations I've been at above me.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And my most valued possession is this PC, if I can get it in the picture. And that's that award from Bobby Brown for helping him sell so many copies.
Wow.
Wow.
Get out of here. I never knew that, Gene.
You know what? This thing was tucked away so deep that I forgot I had it. And then when I started forming the station and moved into this house, I bumped into it. And I was like, oh, that's going to be perfect to sit in the studio.
Okay.
Wow.
And this work behind me, the work behind me, I got from GCI.
Okay.
Forming a Big Brother program when I was at GCI, so we had different followers following us. So.
Wonderful.
You know, when you look back at some of the things you've accomplished, you know, you did quite a good job without keeping track of it.
Yeah. because you were doing it for the love of doing it, not to get accolades. For those who are listening on the Female Solution Podcast, what is the name of the app and where can they find it, Gene? Airman?
Okay. For right now, it's in for Androids in the Play Store. If you go for Riding Radio, R-I-D-I-N, no G on Riding, it's RidingRadio.com, and the app will be there. You can download the app, take it wherever you want to go. So my next step is, since Apple is giving me so many problems with the legalities, I came up with this brilliant idea that I could just add it to Google. I mean, add it to Alexa.
Oh.
So the service provider that's providing me the internet service put up and said that if you paid $29, it would be a one-time fee, and you can have your station downloaded on the Alexa device. That way people could say, Alexa, play RidingRadio.com, and it'll pop up.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
So that's my way of getting it to Apple for now, because Apple can download Alexa device as well as Google. Both.
Okay.
Now, you can have that voice control.
Okay, yeah, because you
do. And say that download, or just say, you get that command and say, Alexa, play RidingRadio.com.
Do you want one?
And it pops up. I'm sorry.
No, that was some noise. Oh, Lord, where did that come from? Sorry.
Yeah.
And I think we just stopped it.
I
don't have it. She says, okay, I'll play something for you. Just hold on. I got you. Actually, that was the beginning of a promo that I was.
Do you want one?
Do you want one? No. That's a promo for, actually, it's it has nothing to do with Riding Radio. I'll put it like that. And I want to thank the spirits of this video for reminding me to play it, because I said that's the first promo that I need to play before we get started with the show, the Higher Learning Network Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Not only do we provide an outlet for our youth to display their natural gifts, talents, and abilities, but we also have the Homeless Project, which is on Instagram. And you can pull that up later. But right now, I want to show you, because the work that we do for the homeless is to feed them and to shelter them. And we have been giving them tents. And somebody sent me this, and I was like, ooh, okay, I'm going to play this on the show. So this is all about the Higher Learning Network feeding the homeless and helping them stay warm. So this is a tent somebody sent me. So enjoy it. It's a pop-up tent. And we do not own the rights to this music. Someone sent this to us because their tents are not this good. I'll put it like that. They are not this big, and they are individual. And the wind came and blew them away. So someone sent me this, in which I'm very grateful for, but I just thought this would be very good to see. This is a part of our outreach program, so I just wanted to share that with you. Isn't that cool? I mean, it's like a house outside, right outside. How cool is that? Now, unfortunately, we won't be able to do anything on this scale because it is so large, and where they live in Tent City, there's very limited space, but just so that they know what's available to them. Isn't that cool? Yep. So I just wanted to share that with you. So that's, yeah, though I wish we could get tents like that so that the have no idea. And it is, I have not investigated that because there is not enough room to put a tent of that size there. That is a very large tent, and Tent City, they are living across from the Dan Ryan Expressway. So no, we don't want to do that. So I do want to show you the video that where we took the food. So I'm going to pull that up. Now the food is donated by the European American Association, EAAChicago.org, and and as you can see, it's freezing a little bit.
Yep. Carry one at a time. Don't hurt yourself, baby. Please.
The guy was trying to take two boxes, and I was
all
like,
right.
You don't want to
hurt. We're not in Tent City today. We are on Chicago. Watch out, Tony.
Tony almost got ran over.
Chicago Avenue. What is that? Sacramento.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that. So we can go back and look. It's on our...
right there.
You can see the tent. It's
right.
Yeah, it's on our Instagram page, so you can go and see it.
Another lady was
HLN.homeless.project. Just wanted you to have access to that so that you could see that. And if you are ever out and about and you see homeless people, don't turn your nose up at them. You never know. A lot of working people are one paycheck away. So do not smile at them. You don't have to touch them. If you want to, I'm a hugger, so I hug people. I'm sorry. Tony's telling me all the time. You don't know they haven't taken a bath or washed them. It's like, what are you going to do? You know, wave at them then. Okay, anyway, but say hi to a homeless person. Make somebody's day because you just never know when and where. You may need to. You may be in their position. You just never know. So I'm not judging. It is 12:17 here on the Higher Learning Network and blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. If you're listening online, feel free to post your comments in so that we can hear what you have to say. And I think it's time that we go to some talent. But before we do, Jean, remember we used to go skating? And I don't remember if you were a skater or not, but I know afterwards the skaters, we would go, I don't remember exactly where it was that we went, but we went somewhere, and we went to a lot of different places. And I just wanted the, I hear music. Where is that coming from?
Oh,
is that you? Oh.
Radio.
Oh, that's Rad Radio. It's Rad Radio. That's what that is. We do not own the rights to this music. No, we do not. No, we do not. But I want it. But I just, yeah, we do not, because I'm about to show you this video.
You can hear that.
Yeah, we could hear it. We could hear it all. But you know, Gene, we used to go skating. So when I saw this and I was like, okay, they would, they're a little bit older, but I just had to show it. What can I say? Are you ready? Y'all ready? Check this out. Is that cool or what? I was like, that is a skater's paradise. Do you still skate?
No. I haven't been on my skates in a while.
Yeah.
I still got them, though.
Yeah. I haven't, since I broke my ankle, I have not even attempted it. It's like, honey, when you break something, when you get a little older, you do not want to take that chance and go back on and re-injure yourself, because you do not heal as quickly as you used to heal.
Did you break it today?
I know. That's the worst part. I did not break it. I did not break it. I fell in the snow in the city of Chicago and broke it. So, yeah. Excuse me? What'd you say? Oh, it was extremely painful. I even had to learn how to walk again. So it was,
I remember that was pretty bad.
It was horrible. Yeah, and actually, it's so funny. I still have the pins and the plates. I have two plates and 16 pins in my right ankle. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but I can walk now. I can walk, and that's all I'm concerned about. I may not be able to skate, but baby, I can walk. And walking is a little bit more important. We need to get to this contest, but I just got to show. This is the contest. Next level ice skating. Are you ready for this? Judges will be judging, and someone sent the skating video in. Judges will be judging 1 through 5 on originality, showmanship, and if the song or the feat fits the personality. So, of course, the first one is skating. That first one was not in the contest. I just wanted to show it because I just thought it was so cute. This one is in the contest. This is called contestant number one, Next Level Skating. Here we go. How cool is that? Next level. It's only 6 seconds. It was only 6 seconds, but I just thought it was so cute. I just had to show it. I have never seen anything like that. Have you?
You know what? I don't know if that could even be done.
Yeah, well, it was done. You saw that. You saw that, didn't you? That's what youth will do for you. That's what youth will do for you. When you've got young limbs, young bones, that's what you do.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I said. Whoo, the Jesus. Yeah, that's what I said. So while you go ahead and figure out what number you want to give them between 1 and 5.
That's a short six seconds.
I know it was 6 seconds.
Very short.
It was, but
more.
Yeah, but that's why I played it twice. Did you want to see it again? Did you want to see it again?
A couple of more times.
Okay, well let's see it again.
You can't slow it down because it's so short.
Yeah,
fast.
It's super short. So let me pull it back up. Let me pull it back up here again. This is called Next. Oops. Number two just wants to just jump right ahead. But would you please stop? That's the baby. That's number two. So let me pull Next Level Skating back up so you can see that. Because I've never seen anything like that either. And yeah, it's so short that you almost miss it if you're not paying attention because it's only 6, 7. What's this called? The Wandria Whitehead. That's who that is, yes.
That's
the wrong one. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. I want Next Level Skating, yeah. That's ice skating. And I'm so excited to show you this next one. I can't even think straight because this is a little person. So let me pull the ice skating back up, in which I have never been able to do ever in life.
I used to ice skate. So.
I could never catch my balance.
I could ice skate before I could roller skate.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you have to really have good balance in order to do that. Alrighty, so here's your 6 seconds. Are you ready? Because it's going to disappear. And this is Next Level Ice Skating. Here you go. Is that enough for you? I mean, that's phenomenal. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
Did you go to his page to see other stuff on there? Or just
no, I did not. That's what was sent to me, so let me see if there's anything else on that page.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Oops, nope. So there is, let me go back to that. It says back for you. That is, that's Revolt. Okay, that's who that is. I would have to follow them in order to find to see it.
Okay,
Yeah, I couldn't get enough of it, so I just, I you know what, you know. Yeah, that's some kind of special. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it is very cool, but we still don't know who the person is.
Nope, we don't. It just says next level ice skating from Revolt. That's all it says. It's all
so
it says.
They're probably acting as a team.
Yes.
Next level.
Yeah, that is him. And I have never seen anything like that in my life. For those who are watching online, we're at youtube.com Higher Learning TV Show and on our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show as well. But that was number one. So I hope you voted for them, 1 through 5, because number two is looks like he's about 4 years old. I just had to play it. I'm sorry. The ages are from 13 through 19, but when they send little kids in like this, DeWandria Whitehead, I'm going to spell that for you, DeWandria, and last name is Whitehead, DeAndrea Whitehead. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and if I'm not, charge it to my head, not to my heart. This is a 3-year-old drummer. He's not in the contest because he's a little bit too young, but when they send it, I have to play it, especially because we want to encourage them. So here we go.
All right now.
the Jerusalem little school boys. I'm like, okay, y'all go ahead on with Spansville. The African Jerusalem, the challenge for the school boys. And they're in some part of Africa. I don't know what part that is, but the person that sent it didn't send a whole lot of information, so you just have to judge on what you have there. How about that? And it is 12:32.
Ready for a commercial?
To play a promo while our judges are judging. So stay close. We'll be right back.
And thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Bill Speaks. Stay stressed in your life. Well, most of us do. Unfortunately, we don't know what to do with it, stress, especially as it relates to worry. I was once a worried about everything, and I finally figured it out with some training. Yeah, I've been certified with the American Society of Training and Development, National Speakers Association, and all of them. But none of those organizations helped me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public to see what credentials I have. So the credentials I have now are from life experience, and I've learned how not to worry. And you can learn how not to worry too. It is indoctrinated in us to worry. We don't have the answers, so we think the worst is going to happen. Well, I got a solution to that. And that is the Worry Workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can sign up right there and find out how. And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence. And thanks for sharing. Make it a great day.
And you can text 219-699-2114, and you will receive updated information on the workshop that is available for you. And all you have to do is know that it's a Black Friday special. Text 219-699-2114. And you can get more information on the Worry Free Virtual Seminar. It's a Black Friday special, and it's available. It's 12:34 on the Female Solution, and today's show is sponsored by StreamYard. Can join the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. The next one is Saturday, December 31st, right here on the Higher Learning Network TV show, 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, live voting on Facebook.com and YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And get those audition tapes in via YouTube. Send it to hlntvshow@gmail.com, and you'll be glad you did. And that's how you can participate in the show, if you like. So we're back with our judges. Thank you so much for coming back with us here on the Higher Learning Network TV show. And we have another, if the judges are ready, we've got one.
We've got one. I think you are going to love this, especially the men. Women, too, I shouldn't say that. Just because I'm not a fan doesn't mean other women aren't. So I'm going to play this one. Gene, I think you'll be able to appreciate this. And for the male company that's watching as well. Can you judge this? Of course you can. Are you ready to judge it? Okay, you might have to watch it twice because it goes fast, too. Here we go. Cole, I gotta watch it just one more time. That was too cold. Was that a cold move, Gina? What? I've never seen it. I like basketball. I've never seen anything like that. He put the ball behind his leg, underneath, behind him. That was clever.
And then he tipped it off the glass to himself.
Right. I was like, how did he do that?
Wow.
That was very
creative, yeah.
That was
very... He looked a little like, those kind of handles is done by, what is his name? Oh, my God. Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Kyrie Irving has lifted the explanation or definition of handles, man, because this guy is incredible when he dribbles the ball. He dribbles it at top speed, never loses control, takes it in all kinds of directions.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, Jesus, man, the way he dribbles that ball.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm gonna say it. I have never seen him play. I didn't even know who he was. I didn't even know who he was until the controversy came. Until the controversy appeared, I didn't even know who he was.
You talking about Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, but I know now. Yeah, I can't. You know, unless you live under a brick somewhere.
He's kind of in the midst of a lot of controversy.
Yeah, a lot of controversy. And this one may be controversial to you. These are homecoming queens. You let me know what you think. Are you ready to vote? You've already voted for the first four contestants, correct? Ready for number five? Are you ready? All righty, here's contestant number five. These are homecoming queens. Here we go. Homecoming Queens. That's all I have is Homecoming Queens. FAMU. Is that what I think it is? I forgot what FAMU means, but I've heard it before.
That's probably an acronym.
Yeah. It has something to do with black colleges. That much I do know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure, but I do know what that it means there. So while it's major. It is major. They put on world class shows. I was like, how did he do that? Wait till you saw that one. Wait till you see the Balance Brothers. These boys. Yeah. I've never seen anything like I mean it's like the competition gets so fierce and they do the craziest things and I was like I think it's called Overtime. I call it the Balance Brothers. They call it Overtime. I'll call it the Balance Brothers. So I'm going to pull it up. It has 4.5 million views. So that should tell you something. So if you've already judged number four, I'm going to pull up number... I'm sorry, that was number five. Number six, is it?
No, that was number four.
No, number four was the basketball players. Oh, that's right. I put the baby drummers number two just so we would have a head count. But we're not going to judge them. So this is number six is the Balance Brothers. But just remember, we are not judging number two. So, okay, so this will be number six, the Balance Brothers. Are you ready to be amazed? I certainly hope so, because I certainly am. And here we go.
Yes, you can. We want to break the keys. And are you ready? And this is their second attempt. And go.
Wow. On his head, walking up steps.
Wow.
Someone told me these
faster,
were...
Faster, faster, faster.
Someone told me these were
get
teenagers.
Get more time over here. Get more time on the two, plus two flights of stairs. We got to get in, get the time, and then you can... Go, 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 go.
So he's done one flight.
We can do it. Push, push, push. Push. You can do it. You got the last flight of stairs. Let's go. Let's go for you.
Oh, wow. That's the second flight.
Let's go,
he's going up three flights of stairs. Oh, my goodness.
The Guinness World Record is nothing. We can do it.
Wow.
We can do it. Here we go. Oh, I'm more tired than them.
How can you be more tired than them?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
You guys have just witnessed history, and you guys are on the first seat. The Jack family. Yep.
Good job.
Wow. How about that? That
wow.
is beyond incredible. They just broke the record for the world's something or another, walking upstairs on your head upside down with somebody balancing. I don't know how they did it. I don't have a clue. We can't even see Eugene. I don't know where you... There you are. We see you now. There you are. We see you.
Gene, you're going to have to get you a ring light, one of those ring lights like this.
That's a ring light.
That's a beacon.
But it puts the light on you, Brad, so that they can see you when you're doing the show.
Yeah.
In your studio, because your studio is probably dark anyway, so.
Yeah, because it's got black cushions up around it for acoustics.
Yeah, so you have to get you one of those ring lights that you can use when you're filming.
Yep. And if you are through judging, we will go to number seven, excuse me, contestant number seven, which is the Unstoppable Singer. We've got one more, the Unstoppable. We cannot stop listening to... Okay, they are ready already. Uh-oh, what happened? Where'd they go? Come back. You push one button and they're gone. Okay.
I'm so confident.
that is Covernation, Unstoppable. They had Dynamite, Harmony. I can't sing, but I know a good, I got a good ear. I can hear it really, really well. So, wow. It's four of them. It's a group. Was that four or five? That
was Covernation?
Covernation. I call them the Unstoppable group because that's the song that they're singing, but it's, they're listed as Covernation.
You know what they remind me of, man?
In Vogue. Remind me of In Vogue.
Reminds me of Bone Thugs, the way
that... Oh, they yeah!
Play.
Yeah!
Bone Thugs have those
flat
shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
remind me of Bone
Thugs
and Harmony.
Yeah, sure do. Sure do. Yeah. Well, as you are... getting your votes together for your for the Unstoppable group. The next one will be the James Brown Dances. And they can dance. And that's all I gotta say about that. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready? Have you voted? Are you ready for number eight? I call them the James Brown Dancers. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Are you ready, judges?
Break it down. 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 Break it
All right now, break it up. That was number nine. Break it up. You know, I am so honored to be a part of building the next generation of talent because I had no idea that teen suicide was so prevalent right about now. One of our mental health professional, Khalid Scott, who comes on every quarter, talked about a 19-year-old child who was at school who committed suicide. He pasted a notice on Facebook, and he said, "What is happening with our world? Our children are killing themselves. Nobody is paying attention to them." He made a post, a face on Facebook, and nobody even said anything. And I was like, wow. I didn't even see it. Because when I get on Facebook, I get on and post what I can even get off. Sometimes I look at a little, but not a lot. And it's like, well, I'm sorry. No, I would have commented had I seen it. But that is to say that mental health for our children is crucial. And helping them move them forward in the direction of their natural gifts, talents, and abilities is our responsibilities as adults.
Right.
To continue to encourage them. If we don't do anything else, we knock them enough for all the other things that they do. So how can we be best suited to help them continue on their journey?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I just wanted to share that. This next video is not part of the contest, but I just had to show it. Because the youth need to see this. And when you see it, you will know. Well, actually, I should play that. I think I'll go ahead and play it now. Because we need to see this. But I'm going to go ahead and play this one to encourage them to keep doing what they're doing. Because they need motivation. It's high level. And they recognize this young lady, so she will definitely be someone that they will pay attention to as they would not pay attention to me. They would pay attention to her. Now, where is her audio? Okay, there it is. So I'm going to pull it up. And I think you'll know who this is. And here she is. She's been in everything under the sun. So let's see what she has to say.
We need to be asking Hollywood for any kind of attention.
No more asking. Why am I asking you something? Why do I need you to validate me? If you're visually seeing something that's not out there, that means you're supposed to create it. You don't need everything to be this big, big orchestra. If you believe in what you're doing and it has a message behind it, put it on the internet. Put your web series on YouTube. See what happens to it. Drop your song on SoundCloud. No one can hold you back. The only thing that holds you back is the fear and the thought in the mind itself.
Yeah. So you don't think we need to be asking Hollywood for any kind of attention?
No!
Yeah.
No more asking. Why am I asking you something? Why do I need you to validate me? If you're visually seeing something that's not out there, that means you're supposed to create it. You don't need everything to be this big, big orchestra. If you believe in what you're doing and it has a message behind it, put it on the internet. Put your web series on YouTube. See what happens to it. Drop your song on SoundCloud. No one can hold you back. The only thing that holds you back is the fear and the thought in the mind itself.
Yeah. So you don't think we need to be out?
So, nope, you don't need to ask Hollywood for nothing. You heard it first from Kiki Shepherd. She is in Hollywood, and she is has been in there a very short time, and she understands, even if it's a short time, probably 10, 15 years, but that's a short time as compared to Hollywood. And she has learned this already.
Well,
and the rest of our children need to know that.
I'm going to say this because I believe in...
May we raise children who love...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I believe 100% what she said,
mm-hmm.
because throughout my radio career, I didn't ask...
May we raise children.
You know, because you know, you have friends in place, and you would ask them, could you go to the PD and give a word for me? I didn't do that. I just, like she did, I just put it out there and directed it to who I needed to be directed to,
mm-hmm.
got their attention,
and I was in. Mm-hmm. So I got in under my own auspices and my own talent. So that's exactly what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with her because, you know, I've been in this game, you know, of the technology for a long time. And one of the reasons I got involved was because I know it did allow me to have a voice. You know,
mm-hmm.
every aspect of technology, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, everything you're doing, you're putting your voice out there. But the other part of that interview, which I saw that interview with Bachiki, which is even more important, is that you have to be able to own your
content.
Technology.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Own your content, because when you use these other platforms, that's not the case. They own your content. They make money off of it. But when you start building out, you know, and owning your own content and being a creator and not being proud to wear your Facebook tag as a creator,
mm-hmm.
but your own independent products like Gene has this app, I have these platforms, that's when you're really doing something.
Yep.
So,
makes all the difference,
you know,
in the world.
You have to be about creating, you know, your own entity. You don't need Hollywood, because you can create a television series or a whole movie and put it out without Hollywood validation.
And Hollywood needs you more than you need them.
They need content. Content is king, and that's why they're all fighting for content, and they're trying to figure out ways to monetize, but they're still not paying you enough to monetize. So.
Nope, because they want to get all the money.
Yeah, so that's a whole something that we have to keep talking about.
Right. So she's right on target.
Yeah.
And this is the last one that I'm going to show for kids, and you've got to see this. Here we go.
Love the unloved things, the dandelion, the worms, and the spiderlings, children who sense the rose needs the thorn and run into rain-swept days the same way they turn towards the sun. And when they're grown, someone has to speak for those who have no voice. May they draw upon that wilder bond, those days of tending tender things, and be the ones. May we raise children who love the unloved things, the dandelion, the worms, and the spiderlings, children who sense the rose needs the thorn and run into rain-swept days the same way they turn towards the sun. And when they're grown, and someone has to speak for those who have no voice, may they draw upon that wilder bond, those days of tending tender things, and be the ones.
Isn't that gorgeous? I love it.
Wow.
That's from a single mom raising a child in a van.
Wow.
A single mom raising a child in a van.
Oh, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah, a single mom raising a child in a van. Her child has the best of all worlds. The child is in nature every day, so the child will be in tune to the truth. And when you are out in nature, beach, ground, park, wherever you are, that is your chance to commune with nature. And see, they don't tell, because our children are indoors all day. For a child to grow up out in nature, that child has a special gift that has been developed, that is being developed. That's why it's so important that our children get out there in nature. And we've got a few comments here. No, we don't want to share those because those people have nothing else to do. So I think I'm going to show a promo before we leave so that you all can finish your judging. And did I not have this running to support the Teen Talent Contest for prizes and cash and scholarships for the winners? You can go to Cash App. There's Lizelda Speaks information. Go to PayPal for higherlearningnetwork.org. We accept donations. All of the donations, 100% of them go to the Teen Talent Contest. There's no administrative cost. Everything goes to the Teen Talent Contest and the Homeless Project, where we help the homeless keep warm by giving them butane. We provide tents for them. And now we really need butane, and butane is only $10 for 2 8-ounce containers at Walmart, and you'll see that information on our Instagram page, hlnhomeless.project. Okay, and that's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And thank you so much for sharing this as our judges are winding up with their votes, and they can send me, and for those of you who are watching, you can send us your vote too to hlntvshow@gmail.com and tell us which ones you voted for so that on show Monday we can notify the winner of the November Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And I think they're in their commercial break right now, and when I come back I'm going to tell you all about what's coming up on Monday on the Female Solution. So stay close. We'll be right back.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
That came from. It keeps popping up. And be sure and join us for the Black Friday sale. Go to my worry-free seminar. Go to higherlearningnetwork.org or my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And when you show up, you will see, I'm going to pull up the blog for you just so you can see it. Any closing comments on the contest today, judges?
I don't know. I thought they all did a great job. I mean, it was pretty diverse in terms of content. Pretty
yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, I've never seen some of the things that I saw today.
Yeah, it was totally different today. I think a lot more energy and then a lot of athletical stuff that was
yeah.
in the contest.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So this is for the November Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Contestants can sign up 13 to 19 by signing up at hlntvshow@gmail.com. Send us a one-minute video clip. It's free at YouTube. It's every last Saturday of the month, and I'll be posting the December flyer after the show. And be sure and join us Monday on Monday Morning Mindfulness, where we'll be announcing the winner. And the topic of the show on Monday is transgender. What will our children grow up to be? And there's a whole story behind that. There's a whole agenda behind that, might I add. So you definitely want to tune in Monday from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I can't remember the Eastern times, but just 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And it's right here on our YouTube channel and our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And with that said, I want to thank our judges so very much for being a part of the show. And I forgot, but there it is. What did I just do? Closing comments?
No, just happy to be a part of it. Look forward to the next show.
All right. Any comments, Jim?
I just want to say I'm thankful for being a part of this. And this led me to do something last week, which was judging a panel of young ladies and teenage ladies out in Bourbonnais. They were running a contest. It was a pageant.
Oh,
wow.
So I felt like this propelled me into what I was doing last week.
Okay.
It was so much fun.
Wow.
A different level, too, because they were coming
watching includes different episodes. You know, you have to show different presentations to be able to compete into this contest. And to see some of these young ladies step up and be to be challenged by us as judges and come up with mere perfect answers to the questions, because they don't know what questions we're going to ask, and they're snappy with their answers.
Oh, wow.
With whatever questions we ask. So I'm on a panel of five people sitting next to me, and we were taught before the show began to propel them with questions. Don't give any breaks in between, and do not be afraid to ask them about any question that's on your mind.
Oh.
So we have different levels. So we had teenage girls we had to be careful with, and then we had younger women that we could ask absolutely anything. One of the questions was transgender.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they all had different answers. They all had their own answers for each gender question we asked them about, but they were all positive answers as well.
Oh.
Wow.
Really?
I mean, you know, such snappy, quick answers and very, how do I say this? They had to be peaked, you know, with their posture. They had to have their stance together, their outer garment. They had to be, dressed well. They had to have their hair in line, speak well, couldn't stutter, couldn't pause. So you could tell the trainings that they had been through and how their parents had grilled them at home.
Mm.
So to be prepared for this. That's a whole lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Months.
Whenever you see those, remember they used to have the pageants. They don't do those pageants anymore, do they?
I think they do.
Miss America, I don't think they do that anymore. I think that there was an issue with sponsorship.
Oh, wow. I know some of them they don't, but some they do. I'm not sure which ones, but they do still do a few of them.
Yeah, they're not like they were before. Remember Miss America, man, they had that like every year.
Sure did.
And then it started to become more scarce and scarce. Things changed, and then they couldn't get the funding. So now it's every so often. But these girls are getting themselves prepared for that, and you can tell that they have been doing this since young age to get to early 20s and to be on point with what they're... And then political questions. We could ask them political questions, and they were answering it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Well, like this. This propelled me to be able to be a judge for that.
Okay, okay.
That's why I say, too, you never know what road you're on and where that road is going to lead you to. So I tell a lot of people, when somebody asks you to do something for it, even if you don't get paid, just do it, because
just
you don't know where it's going to take you.
Right.
Even though it might be in the direction you want to go to, and it might not, sometimes
right.
you got to go right to go left. Sometimes you got to go left to go straight.
Right.
You don't know where it's going to take you.
Yeah, you are absolutely right about that. You are
absolutely. They're saying here they're still doing the Miss America. I don't know if it's the Misses, because the Miss America competition they're still doing. So maybe, but who knows if it's still televised and maybe as big as it was. I'm not really sure, but it does say they're doing it for the Miss America organization.
Not like it was before.
No. No. It changed a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I think they said funding was a part of that.
Funding's always a part of it.
Everything, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know how they could not have the funding, because, you know, we got so many potential supporters out there that you can get the money from. If they would just channel their funds in the right direction, these things that we used to do could still consist of today.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, there are hidden agendas, things that we don't know anything about, and it is not for our children's best interest either. So, you know, when you work in this field, you find out some things that you don't want to know, but it needs to be said, because there is an agenda to take our children from us. And when I say us, I mean as human beings. This has nothing to do with color. This has to do with our humanity. Because when we see things like a child committing suicide and we don't say anything about it, we are part of the problem. And we have lost, to some extent, our humanity, but slowly and surely we're getting it back. And when I talk about losing our humanity, I want to show you exactly what I am talking about. Someone sent me this, and I got to send it to you, because sometimes you think you're talking to a person, and you're really not. You're talking to this.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now you see, these look like people. They are taking people of every nationality. You think you're talking? Because Tony used to tell me, he said, you know, I walk down the street and I see people. And I said, they just don't look real. So I started paying attention, and I was like, you know what? You got a point. They look like, I call them humanoids, because they're robots. They're trying to be human robots. I call them humanoids because they're trying to pass them off as human people. You've seen them. You just didn't know who they were. Humanoid.
You mean to tell me they're out amongst us?
Yes, and have been. And have been. Yes. Don't believe me. See for yourself. Because sometimes you'll see people, and it just doesn't feel right. I'll put it like that. It's like,
I mean, I know they've been online because you can set that up, but yeah. I don't know about walking around the grocery stores and stuff. I don't know.
They exist. And I'm going to leave it at that. They exist. Yeah. Tony's the one who told me about it. Yeah, they got it. He the one
so
told me.
Tony saw him over in the fry store. I mean, what's that store?
He's just walking down the street. We see him down here all the time.
Yeah. Look at their eyes are too perfect.
Yeah. Tony says their eyes look too perfect.
Look at the last one here. Her.
Her.
She almost looks.
Yeah, she looks real. She looks real.
She looks
100% real. And there's nothing real about her. She's a robot. So,
well, you know, Lisa Ling is doing a show, and I don't know what it's all about, but it's something on this order with people that with these robots. So I think it's coming on. I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah. Looks like a real person. She looks real, too.
Mm-hmm.
They all look
now,
real.
I'm sure you're aware that they have them taking phone calls and what have you. And sometimes they call you.
Yes.
And talk to you.
Yeah.
But it can be, depending on the mindset that you're in, it could be a little confusing when you answer your phone. Did you not prepare for that? We're not prepared for that, period. Because when my phone rings and somebody's calling me, I'm expecting to speak to a person.
Right.
But not all the time is that the case.
Right.
I can pay attention. If you pay attention, you can tell you're talking to a robot.
Yep.
So I'll start asking it questions it can't answer.
Right. That are not on the script, that are where they can't follow a script, right?
Yes.
What are you asking, Gene?
No, don't answer that, Gene, because you know why? Because those who are listening who do that, they will change the script. So no, don't tell them. Let them figure it out. We're not just going to give them the information.
That is hilarious.
We are not going to give it to them. No, we are not. And as you can
see, that's what I do, man. When I feel like it's a robot, I'll start asking it questions that I know it can't answer.
Right.
It doesn't.
Right.
Go back into repeat mode. So
right.
That's when I just hang up.
Yeah. Yep. And
what are you asking, Gene?
and many of them.
Ask up.
Many of them are just. Because we've both worked in marketing and telemarketing specifically. and there's a script you have to follow. And anytime you venture off from that script, that confuses the hell out of them. So,
yeah
they're not ready for that. But before we go, I just wanted you all to see the blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. That is information on the next contest, and then there's just a follow-up for what's coming up in 2023. So go to the blog, and you'll get a chance to see that. But what I really want you to see, and this is for the grown folks, so you young people, y'all can go some. You'll enjoy it too. I shouldn't say that. Now, young people enjoy it too. But this one is from a excerpt that someone sent me, and I was like, oh, okay, because they know I like piano. So I want to pull this up and let you see the piano, because I can't play the piano, but I do like it. So, does anybody here play the piano?
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't. I started as a kid, but I didn't follow through with it when my mom passed. But I got to share this. Where's the audio? Why can't I hear? Oh, there it is. Okay. You gotta see that again. I'm gonna let it play it again. It's called The Piano Wall. We don't own the music or the rights to the music. That in my life. Have you ever, ever, ever in your long-legged life seen a long-legged man with his long-legged wife? That's my version of that. But
and then you've got a guy singing a female song.
Yes. I'm like, oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
And not just the fact that the pillow was on the wall, the fact the piano was on the wall, it's the fact that he sang Whitney Houston's song. Not a whole lot of men can sing Whitney Houston's song. I mean, and blow. Dr. Basil Nawaz. And just in case I am pronouncing this wrong, I got to end the show with this because you know I'm a Luther fan. So we do not own the rights to this music. But you got to hear this. I saw this and I was like, oh, my God, I got to play this. So I want to start it from the beginning because you can see he's at the end of it. Here we go. Here we go. Getting ready for surgery, okay? Okay. How cool is that? How cool is that? I was like, oh, man. I would love to have him as my doctor because I know he cool like that. Because he cool like that. Yeah, you want the doctor because you don't know if he pissed off his coffee wasn't right this morning or the relationship issues. You want him in a good mood, so yes.
Right. Let him get his head right.
get his head right, baby. So when you get your head right, too, I want to thank you all for being. We went a little bit over today. I want to thank you so very much for hanging in there with us.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the time.
Yeah.
I want to say this, too, before you go. I'm
please. Go right ahead.
P.J. Willis is celebrating a birthday.
Tonight, yes.
Happy birthday, P.J. Willis.
Where you going, Airman?
And you know what? A guy called me yesterday to tell me, it's Gary Tyson. I don't know if you know him. But he called me up and said, hey, Gene, you know, P.J.'s celebrating birthday. I said, I thought I saw it pop up on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
He said he's going to be over on 75th and Phillips.
At the quarry. At the quarry.
At the quarry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, whoa, I might try to go in there for
yeah.
that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm free this evening. And
yeah.
I think the doors open at 6 o'clock, so I might surprise PJ by popping up over there.
And that's what I said. I wanted to pop up, too, because he's the one who hired me at WJPC.
And in a minute, he was our boss, remember that?
Yeah, he was our boss. And I, while I was a student at Columbia College in the radio department, I called WJPC and asked to speak to him. And I said, I'm calling from the Columbia College radio department, and I have someone for you. I will be sending her over there. Her name is Zelda Robinson, so don't hire anyone. And he didn't hire anyone. So when I got there, he said, oh, your counselor called. I said, that wasn't my counselor, baby. That was me.
See, that's what did it.
He says, are you serious? I was like, dead serious. So PJ hired me, so I definitely want to go celebrate with him tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I think Al Greer took over after him, right?
Al Greer was in charge before him.
Al Greer was
okay,
was
and that's who I got.
Al Greer was in after him.
Yeah.
PJ hired me.
Yeah,
because
Al Greer hired me.
Oh.
Yeah, because Al was in charge, but him and management, upper management, Charles Moultrie, remember him?
Charles Moultrie passed.
Yeah, him and Moultrie was seeing eye to eye, so they had PJ step in, and they pushed Al to the side. PJ took over.
Oh, okay.
So he did hire you, but he got you on his term, not on Al's term, because normally Al may have hired
he did.
Rochelle. Me. Steve Williams in the morning. He hired all of us.
Okay.
They fell out of whack, and they pushed Al to the side, and they told PJ to come in during the interim.
Oh.
And the interim was until the station was sold.
Okay.
He stayed across until they sold the station, so we didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
The interim was the end.
Right, it was on the way down.
Okay. And for those who don't know what WJPC is, because many of our young people don't know, they don't have a clue that WJPC was Johnson Publishing Company.
History.
A black man hired all of us to be on his AM radio studio because some white people would not allow him to give him an FM station. So it was AM, what was it? I forgot the numbers. I just
950
AM. And I don't know, your picture just disappeared, Gene. I don't know where you went. But, yeah, but it was not. You might want to sign out and sign back in, Jen, because we just got a black dot there for you.
Unless he turned off his camera, maybe.
Oh, did you accidentally turn off your camera, Jen?
No. Oh, I can see my Bravo lost connection.
Oh, okay. I know something happened because we can't see you. But, that's the gist of it. So a little history for the young people. You need to know that WJPC, which was around before you were born, is a Johnson Publishing Company. John H. Johnson, a black man, wrote that book. And I can't remember the name of the book, but I bought the book. It's around here somewhere. And I remember one thing that he told me, and he said, he didn't tell me, he wrote it in the book, is to always market to the youth because the youth have expendable funds. They don't have responsibilities like adults have. You know, you got to pay gas, light, water, phone, everything, all your utilities, your rent, your mortgage, your car notes, all that. You just don't have a whole lot extra, but they will go out of their way to make sure that their children have extra money. So always market to the youth, and I always remember that. And I can't say that that's one of the reasons why I do this. That's not why I did it. This was just given to me to do because we were on lockdown. So that was a divine idea. And so I guess that was the memory of John H. Johnson in the background, too, telling me, always market to the youth because that's your future. And that is the future.
Although JPC is not there, the frequency is still there.
Yes.
106.3.
Yes. 106.3.
Yes, Soul
106.
Yeah.
And it's still there. It's still there. It
yes,
is.
Ma'am.
It's.
That's so true. I mean, it shapes the lives and careers of a lot of people, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, it has. It is 1:27. How much more time do you all got? Because I'm here until 2 because I'm also on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, for those who are listening to the Saturday show. I'm here until 2. So if you have to leave, we understand. But if you can stay, Gene, I'd love for you to give us a run through of your station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Gene, tell us all about Ryan Radio and what you're doing and what's coming and, you know, what the goals are. Tell us about it.
And can I go to the site and pull it up so I can get this out of the screen? We're going to take a quick commercial break. And maybe you can tell me what the link is and I can pull it up. And I can play that after the break.
Okay. As you see, I'm sitting here messing with it now. You know,
okay. Right.
And watching the music play.
Yeah, because I can see you're on Spotify. Oh, is that you on Spotify?
No, that's Rad Inc.
Oh, Rad Radio. Rad Radio is on Instagram. Here it is. I found it.
Yeah.
So there it is. Oh, no, that's not you. Riding Dirty. No, that's not you. Sorry about that. No. No, that is not you. Can you send me a link, and by the time we come back from commercial break?
Try to type up ridingradio.com.
Oh, okay, .com. Okay, riding. R-I-D-I-N radio.com. And I see Riding Radio. That's on Amazon. That is not what I want. There's one on TikTok. Are you on TikTok?
No.
Okay, there you go, G-Man. On Twitter, I got you on Twitter.
I should be on Facebook, too.
Well, let me go to Facebook and pull up a Facebook page. And while we are trying to pull that up.
You can actually get there and
go to
RadRadio.com, I did, but it's not coming up. It's showing me everything but Rad Radio. The only thing it shows me for Rad Radio is Twitter.
Well, if you put it in the actual RadRadio.com, because you're probably searching it, but
yeah.
I mean, if you put it in the
browser,
put it in the URL. Yeah. Let me see.
Oh.
Go to the browser, it should come up if you have to go put Ryan Radio.
I did. And it didn't pop up. And I don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. And in the meantime, let me play my, quit laughing, my singing, Tony.
You can go to, right, I'll send you to,
yeah, send me a link. And
go to Pixely, and then go to the Women's Podcasting Network. You can show that, too, while we're trying to pick one of those, while we're figuring out. But I don't understand why it's not.
Oh, there's Gene. There it is, Riding Radio, October 25th. There it is.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, it should be there.
Okay, there it is. And there it is, but we need to take a quick commercial break. So let me take my commercial break, and we come back, and we'll have it up here for you. So you all just stay close. And we'll be back with Riding Radio and Pixley.com right here on the on the Female Solution and on the Higher Learning Network TV show, so which is sponsored by Stringer. So hang close, we'll be back. Thank you. soon. Solution promo.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viasa. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viasa. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening. That's blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. We're in a commercial break. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us. We are here until 2 p.m. We will be joined by executive producer Naima Latif. Before the show goes off, she is filming events at Operation Push, and she is the media connection. So she will be joining us a little later. But right now, you can see on the screen, we have it up. RideRadio.com, and I've got the Facebook channel up here on Ride Radio. Can you see it, Gene?
If you scroll down, yeah, you should be able to click on a video there.
Is it?
I think the video, there it is.
Right here?
Yeah.
Come back?
Click on it. No, go back. That one there.
Right here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right. We do not own the rights to this music. Is this a video? I don't think this is a... No,
no.
Nope, this is not a video. Let me go back. I need a video. That's a...
Yeah, it doesn't have that video circle in it.
No, it doesn't.
Scroll down a little further.
Okay.
There should be a video in there.
Yep, there it is. Right there. Okay, here we go.
There you go. Y'all remember back in the old school, right, when you wanted to hear those favorite R&B songs, you found that station. When you got it, you locked it in. You was cool. But then you wanted music from the other side, so you had to find you a pop station, a light rock, a top 40. When you got in, you locked it in, and you was good. But all the time, you're wondering, hey, man, why can't I get that one radio station that plays all my favorite songs? Well, you got it here, man. I call it soul school, not old school. Man, I can go from Mick Jagger to Rolling Stones to Cool in the Gang. I can go from the Culture Club to Lionel Richie and the Commodores. I can go from James Brown to Elton John, to Madonna to Aretha Franklin and Billy Ocean. It's all commercial-free, extended versions and remixes. Him and he finally got me up to here when you had it up to there. I lost it, man. And I put my finger in his face and I told him I will.
I'll do something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about when he got the message.
Wow.
Wow.
He got the message. And then after that, he said, you know what, man, let's go somewhere and have some chow. So we went somewhere, we had a meal together, and we broke that friction there.
Yeah.
And after that, it was all good. My name is Steve Airman Phillips, inviting you to come fly with me on my new radio station called RockRadio.com.
I'm sorry, I just had to play this again.
You remember back in the old school, right, when you wanted to hear those favorite R&B songs, you found that station. When you got it, you rocked it in. It was cool. But then you wanted music from the other side, so you had to find you a pop station, a light rock, a top 40. When you got it, you rocked it in, and it was good. But all the time you wondered, hey, man, why can't I get that one radio station that plays all my favorite songs? Well, you got it here, man. I call it soul school, not old school. Man, I can go from Mick Jagger to Rolling Stones to Kool & the Gang. I can go from the Culture Club to Lionel Richie and the Commodores. I can go from James Brown to Elton John, from Madonna to Aretha Franklin and Billy Ocean. It's all commercial free, extended versions and remixes. I'm on fire. I can go from Ryan Durant to House Rock and Blues.
Yes, man.
Oh!
There's a lot of people I'm talking to you about. You've been real good to me, you know. A lot of things I should have said, but I won't say them now.
And, man, I got it all set up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find me. I'm easy to find. RockRadio.com. We get it all in. Commercial free, man. Stuff like this from Lou Rose. Straight out of Chicago, y'all. Then in the evening time, after midnight, we call it the love in. Slow it down. You grab your best guy, your best girl. Get it all in all night long, y'all. All that and more on RockRadio.com. Who is that guy, man?
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, man, look. When I come in here and crack the mic, it's just like I was when I was on GCR. It just brights up to a smile, and that delivery is right there, you know. I still smile. It's not a phony smile, because you can't do that.
No, you can't.
But as soon as I crack that
people
mic,
can tell.
I just automatically smile and then just do my delivery through it.
Doesn't it take you back to the days of WJPC when music was real music, when people, you trying to do your show, and you could sneak and play the music that you like, that everybody else liked. You could get away with that before it was automated, before the clear channels and the all the bonfires and all the other corporate corporations took over. That's when radio was fun.
Yes, sir.
People would call and say, could you please stop playing that music? I'm trying to clean up my house. Could you put that song on while I'm cleaning up my house? And then it's like you'd be cleaning up right there with them. It was you can't put a price on that.
Because we were able to pick our own music.
Yes, not
we
programmed, pay to play, so to speak. Because everybody knows pay to play exists in politics and radio and TV and everything else. It's just like that. But because we were communicating with the audience understood and they responded because we played what they wanted to hear.
True.
Not what the program director said we should play.
And not only that, when the station finally sold, the other stations that were our competitions were glad because we was taking chunks of their listeners.
Yes, we were. Yes, we were.
Without the technology, we was taking...
Without the technology, you are absolutely right. With no technology.
Wow.
With no technology, because that's how we rolled back then.
Wow.
But how we rolling now is a whole other, because we have surpassed radio. Oh, wow. Who is that, Gene? Let me go back.
That's
who?
That's at JPC.
Is it? Oh, let me go back.
Wait, what's that?
Okay,
I'm
going to
hold it.
Okay. I'm going to hold it. That's at JPC right
Oh,
there.
Wow. That's the switchboard.
Uh-huh.
It's not a switchboard.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a switchboard. What is it called, y'all? Console? The console?
audio council, the engineer, whatever it
we
was.
We called it the board.
The board, yeah. We just called it the board, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Very
nice.
Do you
remember that?
Yeah. We all sat in that studio at one point in time.
It is again. There's another picture.
And for those who are online and can't see it, just go to YouTube.com or Higher Learning, or Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show.
That's weird.
On any of them, and you'll be able to see it.
Wow. That picture there, I can't get it in the, right there. That picture there is GCI.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. I sure do.
But the technology wasn't there then.
No.
And then it came in while we were there.
And look at it now.
Yeah.
And look at it now.
It's a whole new world.
I know, Zelda. Keep your day job.
I'll never forget, man, because me and Tittle, boy, we were two old schoolers that didn't want to learn. Tittle, myself, I think Richard Steele was one, too. We just wouldn't go to class because they had put the new equipment. Well, Elroy was telling us the new equipment was coming, but we had to prepare for it by taking a class.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Class. So he said, okay. He kept saying, it's going to be so easy. It's a lot easier than what you're doing. If you just take the class, you'll see how easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we wasn't buying.
Nope.
So he said, all right, I tell you what. Ain't nobody going on the air until you took that class. If you talk
hello. Hello. Everybody signed up with the quickness.
Yes, ma'am. We got into that class. And then we all came out saying, oh, man, that's easy. He was like, I told you it was going to be easy.
Yep, nobody wanted to say it. And I have to especially thank you, Gene, because you taught me a lot of my editing skills. Well, you not a lot of my editing skills. You taught me how to edit on the old reel-to-reel. Wasn't that a reel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got that shortcut.
We had to splice it. I remember taking Richard Pegues' class at Columbia College where he was showing us how to splice it. But then you get to the real deal at WGCI, and it's like, okay, all that you learned in school, now it's time to put it into practice. And some things you get quickly and some things you didn't. And I'm a visual learner, so I had to practice more and slicing it with that razor blade. And then you came in with the pro thing, whatever it was. And it made it so much easier. And it's like we both know, D, that men will ask you for favors in radio to do things. And Gene never did any of that. He's like, oh, sure, Zelda, come on in. I'll show you how to do this. And I was like, oh, okay. I ain't calling no names, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I want to thank you for that, Gene, for not hitting on me. I really, you have no idea. That meant the world to me for a man to be in this business and not hit on me and show me some skills that could propel my career. So I am honored. I am very grateful for that. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. Plus, you had enough girlfriends anyway. Okay, so now.
Radio day.
Yeah, baby. So, and after radio is what's important, life after radio. And this is a prime example of what happens life after radio. This is the website pixely.com, in which I am a member of, and you should be a member too, P-I-X-E-O-L-Y. I'll put it up there in a minute. But as you can see, this was my last post for today, for the December. Mm-hmm. And if I go down a little bit, I'll probably see it. Yeah.
That's nice, Dee.
That's black. Oh, yes, you've been busy.
The social media, have to get you on there after Tuesday. And I think you signed up. I just can't remember if you're asked to make sure you are, though.
And I need to
start promoting it more with that. I built this platform, but it's a full-fledged platform. And I do need to start marketing it more, especially with all the things going on with people coming off of Twitter.
Yes, prime. Prime example.
You want to come off Twitter, and here's the thing, Black Twitter was never black owned. Pixely is, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a full social media platform, so start it, come on in there, Gene, and invite other people to join.
Yeah, I'll come over there with Ron Radio, for sure.
Yep.
There you go, right, because you can create a personal page and a business page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, click here, I have created a business page, so you can
Facebook. You create your personal page and then do your business page as well.
See, I put all my videos up. I'm going to stop that and then just scroll on down. I put the worry-free workshop. Everything that you can put on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other ones, you can put it on here too. And it's black owned. And it's black owned.
It's pretty dense. I mean, there's a blog. It's fully functional.
Yeah,
marketplace.
See, it's
the
news feed.
Yeah, marketplace there. As you
albums,
see.
Yeah. Okay. The marketplace.
Sell products and.
I got to get busy. Because I don't have. Yeah. Let me put my products up here now while we're talking. Worry workshop. So the same thing that I'm doing, anybody who's looking, they can do the same thing.
Right, and there is also, there's a desktop version of Pixely, but there's also two mobile apps. There's one in the Apple Store and also one in the Google Play Store. So you're able to use our apps as well as go to the desktop version.
Yep. The WordPress.
Yes,
for those who are listening.
Here. I just need to do more marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
so this year we're
going to
focus more on that this upcoming year.
Okay, it's in here somewhere. Where is Black Friday? Can you all see what I'm doing? Nope. Yeah, of course you can.
I can see. I see you have the form up.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
There's so much. I mean, there's a lot to do there. If anything you can do anywhere else, you're able to do here.
Okay, so I got to go find my Black Friday. There it is. That's a temporary one until I get the one. Please, please choose a choice. Oh, okay. Okay, and publish. So that's for the worry-free workshop. Please choose a price. There it is, right there.
There you go. So you just put your product up there for sale.
Man.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
I just put it up there. Yep.
Wow.
I went under market. And then I'm gonna go to blog, and I'm gonna you can use any of the categories. So what categories would I want? Probably education, entertainment, lifestyle, news and politics, peoples and nations, places and regions, and I think that's what I'll do with right now. Yeah. And then I'll come back to it, but I just wanted to show that.
You right, know. You can go back later and then, right,
oh,
you
have
products, you have
groups,
you
have
forums,
you got groups, my pages,
yeah,
so I got to get busy.
I know, we have to get busy over on Pixely this year.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to have you go to the Women's Podcasting Network, too, just so they can see that one as
okay,
well.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull that one up, too. That's Women's Podcasting?
Yes, INGnetwork.com.
Podcasting.com. See, because everybody has a podcast now, so, you know, everybody.
I know.
Uh-oh, I'm going to pull the blender.
There.
Okay, I am not putting something in here right because it didn't
right.
show up.
Right, Women with an S, Podcasting, ING, Network. You got to do Network.
Oh, Network.com. That's the word I forgot. Network.
Yeah, Podcasting Network.
Yes.
Group,
it's all about the network. It's all about the network, honey.
Yeah, Gene, so come join us. You got a little Pixley and come on in there with us so you can start posting about Rise Radio and things. And you can actually share whatever you post in there, you can actually share it on Facebook.
Oh, connect.
Or Twitter. FYI, you can share your other side.
Okay, now let me pull up.
Okay, cool. Tell everybody to join in.
And here is the Women's Podcasting Network. We got about 1 minute because Naima will be playing the close at 1:57.
Okay, yeah,
1:56.
This is a full podcasting network.
Been up here 2 hours, huh?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yep.
You can just go down, scroll down, and they can put their podcast up. And you can also share it with your fully. You can either just join us part of the network and upload everything yourself, or you can join, you know, and become a member where we handle marketing and promotion. Or if you don't want to do your podcast at all, I have
have an engineer that will record, edit, and do everything for you. So.
Well, Instagram.
Yeah,
full
functional.
Mm-hmm.
Got a store there. I think you saw the store, Danny, with all our nice cool products.
Uh-uh, no, I didn't, so let me go back. That's
go back to the top.
Okay, and I got to get back to the...
Nice.
Isn't that nice? Oh, no, let me go back here.
We have to work hard, but we work hard, we accomplish things, but keep your man, you don't need people, go to shop up there, podcast, workshop it,
oh, there
you
go, right. I got
contact.
It, yeah.
There you go,
got it,
and I created products that are for,
oh, I love it,
the women's news site, like, every day is a story, you know, a story, what's your story, and, lots of just cool products.
Oh, I love this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need this too, Gene.
I'll be on this weekend.
Yes,
right,
sir.
So.
Red lips,
yep,
are iconic. I love that. Shop till you drop. Yes, ma'am. I love it.
The podcast one that you, there's nothing like a woman with a podcast.
Where's podcast?
Oh, sir. No, you just saying you went to the podcasting site.
So what
was
that?
Yeah, just, and see, no, I was telling you that, okay, there's nothing like a woman with a podcast that teaches.
Oh, yeah, right here.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, but that's the site. You can, there's a contact form. Anybody that's interested in a podcast, they can put the form in, put their information in there and contact me, and then I can, you know, help them to figure out what they're looking to do.
Yeah, well, I love that, a women's podcasting network. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So thank you so very, very much for sharing that with us, Dee.
She'll have her podcast in there too.
Yes, ma'am. Naima is playing the closing. Thank you for playing the closing, Naima, and thank you all for being here on the show today.
Yeah,
we did a two for today.
All right.
Yeah. So thank you for signing up.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.